This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 28th of August, 2013. Mike Rivero is on with us. What Really Happened is the radio show from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Time, and, of course, the website, whatreallyhappened.com. How long have you had that site, Michael?
Oh, and it's present form since, I think, about 2005, but I actually began, next year will be our 20th anniversary since I started my first political peace activism blog.
20 years. That's as long,
20 years.
That's as long as I've been behind a microphone.
That's about one-third of my life, you know, that I've spent trying to derail this rush to war and fascism.
Well, it's kind of fascinating. By the way, I have to tell you this. Dan, what did you say about Michael here, that you guys listen to the show and you always find new things out about him, the stuff that he did? And there's something about you guys have to do shots every time he comes up with something that he's done. And you can never finish the night without getting crap-faced, let's just say. Yeah. You know, you got to redo your bio.
I'm going to have to make some stuff up just to make sure they stay sloshed.
Well, yeah, that'd be one way of doing it. But no, doing this hour with you, I had forgotten how smart you are, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this is a really good guest. This guy should have his own show. And then I'm listening to all the stuff that you were doing and the people you know and this, that, and the other. I need a revised bio because you, my friend, need to be on a lot of radio stations. You are the best prepared host that is on this network.
Well, I'm reluctant to, I don't want to get into bragging, and I'm really very shy about talking about myself out of any kind of a context of the immediate situation, because the story really is about trying to prevent the war. The story
sure.
is, it's always the news and stuff, and I don't want to get sucked into what we've seen with so many corporate media personalities where they become the focus and the show is about them, and you start to lose focus on what they're trying to tell you.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Years ago, when I started a network, Republic Radio International, that is now Genesis Communications Network, I said a quiet little fervent prayer, and I'm not a praying guy. I said, keep the love of money out of it and keep the ego out of it.
Well, and you succeeded.
Yeah, I would like to think, because I'm not an ego driven guy. I would prefer to be sitting down on one of your beaches right now, drinking one of those little drinks with the little umbrella in it, rather than doing this. But this needs to be done, and I appreciate your due diligence. You prepare for a program during the week as many hours as you are on the air. So that's a lot of hours there, folks. And he is one of the best prepared people that we have on this network. And I want more people. I'm not worried about you getting egotistical. You're getting too damned old for that. You know better.
Thank you. Tomorrow's my birthday. Thank you for reminding me how old I am.
No, that's a Remembrance Day. And that was a plot and a conspiracy by some card maker. Your mother only birthed you one time. So that's just a reminder day. Jerry in New Jersey. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Both of you are good, and I love your shows. At any rate, I just wanted to bring up a point about the gas masks being, distributed to Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that when you're wearing those masks, it's hard to breathe. It's like breathing through a straw. And if you're not used to wearing those things, you're going to get claustrophobic. You're going to want to tear that mask off.
So it's just for civilian use as long as you're sitting still? And if you're moving, it's not worth a damn because you need to breathe?
Well, the thing is, if you're going to wear that, you better get out of the area. So, you know, I mean, it's like training is involved when wearing those masks. It's not like you're wearing a Halloween costume or something. You're wearing something that is saving your life, but it's going to be kind of hard to get used to using. So what do you think about that?
Michael?
Well, it may be that, the masks may or may not be all that effective. They may be handed out more in a sense of reassurance to the Israeli people than real effectiveness. I mean, we've come to understand now that all of the nuclear war propaganda that we were getting in our schools in the 1950s, the government knew those things weren't going to work, like duck and cover, you know, pull the picnic table cloth over your head and you'll be safe from the nuclear bomb. It was put out there to basically reassure the American people nuclear war was survivable and not stand up and scream that we shouldn't be going down that road toward those weapons. And it really wasn't going to work, and Israel may be playing the same game with their own people. Now, it is nice that they do have those fans to make it easier to use. But I'm wondering about all those people who are wearing beards for religious reasons. What are they going to do? Because the gas masks won't go on over those.
Yeah, it requires training to use those things. That's my point. And a lot of people realize you can't just put a mask on and think it's going to save your life. It's a shame, but at any rate, what a crazy world we live in. What can I say?
Yeah, but boy, that's an understatement. And you know what? And the funny thing, and I was serious about this, Jerry, that thanks to the Internet, a lot of people around this planet understands that by and large, the American people, we're not warmongering type of people. We prefer not to be in war, but it's the type of government that we have and the war machine that we have built. You know, ultimately, it is our country, and ultimately, we will pay the price if something bad happens. But by and large, most people understand that we're not in control of our own government, which might be double plus good for us if the time comes. One more call. We only have a couple minutes left. Art, hello. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good.
Mike mentioned earlier about, you know, it wouldn't be very hard for Israel to put one of those Dolphin-class subs in the Mediterranean there and fire it at the U.S. ships and claim it was Iran. See, they did have a little weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I got to thinking, you know, and I want to run this by you and see what you think the odds. Let's say, for example, Obama goes through with this 48-hour, 72-hour, whatever, strike on Syria, thinking he's going to get away with that. How hard would it be at that point to all of a sudden have, say, a dozen or so state capitals around the country all of a sudden get hit with suicide bombers and claim they were sleeper cells we didn't know about and they all came from Iran and Syria?
Certainly possible.
You know, don't you find it a little bit odd? Here we are, the CIA installed the Shah of Iran in the year I was born, back in 1953. And here we are again. They got a little ticked off. They didn't like the way things are going. And this radical Islamic cleric comes rolling into town and takes over in 1979. And they've been chomping at the bit to try to take Iran back under some sort of control. Well, it hasn't happened. My question is, if we fear terrorism so much, why are we in the Middle East pissing so many people off that there might be, and I say might be, retaliatory individual strikes at U.S. targets? And I said might.
Yeah. Well, that was just something I got to thinking about. I mean, and that to me, I think, would be a more likely scenario rather than a Dolphin class sub. I think it would be more likely scenario that they would pull something like retaliation on U.S. soil, because something like that, you know, it, when you think about the mind of a despot, you know.
Yeah, but here's the problem with the false flags they've been pulling off there. They're so damn sloppy, they don't even care to be good enough to try to make a plausible false flag attack. I think they'd be under severe scrutiny. And I think at that point in time, there'd be enough political enemies. I think the political fur might fly. Just a guess.
Hey, thanks, Ted.
Okay, thanks, Art. Michael Rivero, thank you. I appreciate your time, sir.
Well, by my pleasure, and let's do it again.
All right. And I'm serious about that. If you don't want to talk about yourself, have your wife do it. Thanks, Mike.
We're not allowed to use those kind of words on the radio.
Oh, that's right. Billy Bob can't say that word. Thank you.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal-Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. 800-313-9443. If you want to opine before we all go to hell in a handbasket or we start World War III. I don't know. I'm of two minds on this one. It's plausible, but what would be the benefit? Well, I can think of the obvious benefits. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. What you're saying, what you're thinking right now. Yeah, it's the obvious ones. But it is not going to stop the collapse of the U.S. dollar. There is nothing on this earth that's going to stop that. Nothing. So what is going to be the advantage? And the only other thing that I can think of is there's a class of people or a class of rulers out there that maybe we didn't know existed. Maybe Vladimir Putin and Mr. Obama aren't polar opposites as they may seem. Hey, I'm just saying. Do we know? How many things do you know today that you didn't know a year ago or 10 years ago? And one of the chief complaints against radio programming such as this, it makes people very uncomfortable. It makes them uncomfortable because all they believed all of their lives has turned out to be an absolute lie. An in-your-face, laughable lie. People don't like to be reminded of that. I guess it's better to walk up the gallows pole here and get a noose around your neck and get strung up believing what you believe rather than facing the truth. Because here is what has to happen once you know the truth. You realize a change has to be made. And I, for one, I wish to God we had 500 radio stations across this country right now. Because what I'd be asking everybody to do is to sign a petition to excuse, without exception, and I mean without exception, everybody in Congress, everybody in the Senate, everybody, presidential, vice president, speaker, house, the whole nine yards, the president's cabinet, that they all pack their suitcases and leave town. Because you know what? You have failed miserably with protecting the people by law, by way of that Constitution. You treat it with disdain. You absolutely hate it because it's been just a little bit too restrictive on you in your better ideas and how to foment them and how to put them in play. Well, the American people are catching up to your game, and they're not liking it. I wanted to get Michael's take, by the way, on what the supposed right is doing on the talk shows. We'll have to get his take on that in another day. Mark Levin is still out there pushing it. It ain't working. It ain't working. So we have a government that's completely out of control, and we are more than justified with excusing all of them. I don't want to tear down the monuments, even though that, I got you. I know. They're reflecting all of that stuff. I got it. Buildings are just bricks and mortar. That's all that they are. But I would like to see every man and woman connected with this United States federal government right now be dismissed. And we just simply hold special elections. But this time we have qualifiers. It's not going to be corporations rolling in with big dollars to buy their pound of flesh and have them doing their bidding in the future, unbeknownst to you and me that are paying these clowns' salaries every year. True representative government, constitutional government. And then we'll start out from there. I know a lot of fans out there, a lot of folks, are not big fans of the Constitution because they believe it was put together by people that knew exactly what they were doing. They were all Masons, and this whole damn thing was a conspiracy from the start. Well, you know what? If we're going to talk to the American people about restructuring, it is better that you at least give them a tagline of which they're used to. Constitution? Oh, yeah, that's not a bad thing. Yeah, let's do that. They don't even know what the hell it says. They don't even understand the relationship of the Constitution with our present government. They don't understand the relationship of the state constitution with our state governments. They don't even understand their duties and obligations under this form of government and what the individual's responsibilities are. Holy mackerel. And a lot of people have given up on the system. All politicians, oh, they're all crooked. Oh, the hell with them. No, by you saying that, you're saying the hell with your own life. Because I hope Michael Rivero is incorrect. But we may be on the verge of World War III. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? I don't know, I don't give a damn. Next stop is another Vietnam. Yeah. Carrie in Florida. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, John. You prompted me to phone you because of your insightfulness there when you were talking about we really know what the hell's going on here, and that's very, very insightful of you. You know, I thought about Russia and the U.S. being in cahoots before, but the presence of a decent bank in Russia kind of deferred that or blocked it off. But now, if all under the cover of an economic collapse for the Federal Reserve, those tentacles go far. And in your humble opinion, sir, you think this is going to be the cover as Rivero is so eloquent in stating that all wars are bankers' wars? Do you think this is cover for the end of the dollar as the petrodollar or what's better, world reserve currency? What's the agenda here? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and it is. But here's the one thing that I have never forgotten, and this is the thought that always haunts me, is that the Islamic people, the Arabs, call them what you will, they never believed in usury. That is, you want to talk about that's time for lobbing off hands or heads. They don't believe in usury. And this is the one system. And I used to joke about it before, Kerry, but it was true. You know, U.S. is not going to be satisfied until Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Syria, or it doesn't matter, that they have McDonald's on one street corner and a XXX movie theater down the street. Or they have corporate USA. You know, when do we get to build a Lowe's in Iraq? You know, it has been for corporate interest as well. It has been for the interest of the military-industrial complex. It is for the people that want to maintain power. But you're riding a sweaty little pony right into the ground, and we may end up being no more. So what is the people, supposedly the good guys in the white hats, on our side, what are they really about? If it's about fairness, if it's about equity, if it's about, and I'm talking fairness in equity, I'm not talking money here. So what is the real point, and who are we in the world? We've all but destroyed ourselves, and now we want to destroy more? Carrie, hang on through the break. We'll take this short 3-minute hard break at the bottom of the hour. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We are back. Carrie in Florida.
Yes, sir. Still here?
Okay. Yeah, I had actually forgotten what the hell we were talking about.
Well,
how's that for honesty?
Well, that's fine. I'm 62 years old. I'm planning on getting my first Social Security check while I can in November, and I walk into rooms every day and go, what heck am I doing here? But anyway, we don't know what we don't know, and I thought I knew what was going on back in '91. I read Pat Robertson's book New World Order, and that he went through the invasion of Kuwait and all, and I go, I couldn't believe that.
Wasn't the name of that book Under the Almond Tree?
It was New World Order, I thought.
I thought it was New World Order Under the Almond Tree or something like that. But at any rate, yeah.
Yeah. So from then on, I started reading. I've only had a computer for 5 years, but I had to go to a elderly learning class that was offered free through some grant around, and I got tuned up on a computer, and I finally got one. But thank God, otherwise I'd still be reading books instead of getting all this great up-to-the-minute information off RBN and other sites, the real...
There are other sites out there? I wasn't aware of that.
There are, but see, your shows up until Michael comes on. I do listen to Bill in the morning, but I don't connect to the others. I must say, but I do every day, and that's why you get $25 a month from me as a constant pledge, because this is my news site, brother.
Well, I, Kerry, I really do appreciate that. You know,
only $25 a month. You know.
Yeah, but people, I didn't want to delve into the subject, but we're going through some changes here at this network, and we're making very specific changes for very specific reasons. And I would just hope that people that have been listening to this network, such as yourself, and people that have been listening to me, I mean, they still surprise me that they come up on the air. And, you know, I met you, you know, 15, 20 years ago. You know, I've been listening to you for 10, 15 years. And I'm like, really? God, my wife has not even listened to me for 15 years. She tunes me out. But
no, you
know, you
listen to her. She doesn't listen to you.
Well,
you got it wrong.
No, I just when she speaks, I just say, yes, honey, whether I'm here or right. not, I just smile a lot. At any rate, you know, people need to trust what we are doing. There's only a couple of networks out there like us left, and we're making some... You have to trust me, folks. We're making some strategic moves here. And the information will still get out there. Everybody's afraid. Oh, well, John, you've sold out to the other side. No, I haven't. Go read Sun Tzu. Okay?
Yeah.
Get some situational awareness. I'm going to be walking into the camp fully armed with my shield, with my double-edged sword, and I'm going to be smiling, and they're going to be smiling at me. They're not going to know what hit them. Kerry, thank you for your call, sir, and your support.
Well, thank you, John. And the time for fear is over. I'm over the fear factor. And like I've called in before, and they should be afraid of us. We're good. They're evil. And, you know, I'm trying to prepare spiritually and physically, and we'll just see what happens here, brother.
We'll see what happens. It'll be over when it's over.
Yes, it will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate your call. Chris in Utah. Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The question was asked about wearing a gas mask with a beard. Put up a jar of Vaseline with each mask, smear a gob into your beard, it's two motions, slip the mask on. It's not ideal, but it works and it's cheap.
All right. So that will make a pretty good Vaseline gasket?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
No, sir. Have
right.
a good, and thanks for the show, by the way.
You're welcome, sir.
Right.
And every once in a while, you just pick up those little tidbits. A little Vaseline goes a long way. Bob in the... Here's my Uper. Bob in the UP. And if the rest of the country doesn't know what the heck that is, these are very special people. I lived in Michigan, and I still don't know who these people are. Bob in the Upper Peninsula. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Oh, great. Just got off my baler for the first time. Got 50 tons of hay on 20 acres. It's incredible. Anyway.
There has been that much rain up there?
Yeah, it was huge this summer. We had 2 days in July. The high was 54 and 55. Thank you.
Seriously?
Seriously. And August just... It blossomed into a regular summer, and I'm baling hay now. Usually we're done a month ago, but it turned out well.
Well, you know, this global warming thing, one man's floor is another man's ceiling, I guess, huh? At any rate, what's on your mind, Bob?
Yeah, come to the UP. There's no global warming ever here. John, I haven't listened with regularity. But here again, I think we're starting to swing at pitches in the dirt, pal. Remember in Little League when you get some little punk up there and you'd yell swing and he'd swing at it?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what they're doing to us now. And we may be falling for it.
Well, okay, but okay. Follow through on that thought, Bob. If they're doing that, to what end? What would be the advantage?
I think it's just to keep getting a paycheck from the government. There's really nothing going to come out of any of this Syria or NSA or anything. It's just, it's all fluff.
Well, Bob, I hope you're right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. All right. Well, it, you know, folks, it's going to play out. I'm kind of leaning what Bob is thinking, because we are dealing with people that have nuclear capabilities. United States, Russia, Israel, China. This has always been said that once nuclear power was discovered and people started making bombs, that, well, after World War III, the war after that would be fought with sticks and stones. And I have no doubt about that. You unloose the cape of nuclear capabilities of the countries that have these nuclear weapons, and you literally will turn this planet into a burned out cinder. And most of the living creatures would be cooked about medium rare. If not, would die of radiation poisoning. Nuclear winter. I mean, give it a scenario. There has been many imaginings of what would happen. But to go into, and I've said this, what has kept the world from going into another world war, the bankers' wars, and Michael is correct about that, is simply now we have weapons that it isn't just about a little scorched earth here, a little takeover there. No, it's talking, we're talking devastation. And if it gets out of control, we're talking about a nuclear holocaust, which it's going to be real hard on the furniture and real hard on the people. And it's been my contention to this day that the reason why we haven't had a third world war is because of those nuclear weapons. Think about it. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, John. Yeah, no, I think they want to wreck everything. That Fukushima, I mean, heck, you don't need any more nukes to go off, and the Northern Hemisphere is, you know. I hope you're taking your, are you taking your calcium bentonite clay every day?
No, not yet.
Oh, honey, what are you waiting for?
For my nuclear detector to go off.
No, it doesn't work that way. Honest to God, take a quarter of a cup of calcium bentonite clay, put it in 2 cups of water, shake it up in a glass jar, eat a tablespoon or two of it every day. That'll pull the radiation right out of your body.
Yeah, but I don't have any in my body.
No. You do if you're breathing in the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, I'm just telling you, I have a bunch of girlfriends that are naturopaths. Their clients are all coming up with uranium. It's crazy.
No way. But
absolutely. What'd you think was going to happen?
I just thought the little fishies were going to show up off the Pacific shore and glow at night or something.
No. And you don't wind up dying of cancer. You don't live that long. You have strokes. You have heart attacks. You see all these little kids dying in Japan. They're just walking down the street, and boom, they fall over. That's what radiation does. It just rips holes through your tissue till there's no more you. But anyway, I didn't call about that. I was calling about, listen, I got the solution here, and you got to go to the root of it. The bottom line is we don't obey God. And I know people don't want to, like, talk about this because, well, we've got all these religions, and it's a melting pot and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is only one thing. There really is a God that made us, and, I mean, call him whatever you want to, but it's not another man that made you. So when you get a bunch of jackasses in black robes telling you, oh, you're going to buy this Obamacare, it's good for you. Oh, you're going to take these vaccines, they're good for you. Oh, you know, cut your, you know, wrists because I said, you know, what are you obeying these people for? And if you're saying, oh, I'm afraid.
I'm not.
Storm, well, no, but I'm saying, you know, the plural you, like in French. I'm saying we're sitting here fearing a bunch of idiots.
Lauren, I got a break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Gosh, this Bibble thing, you know, thou shalt not, and oh, wait a minute, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. There's a lot of thou shalt nots there. Are you, Lauren, are you actually saying that somehow that if we were moral creatures, this stuff wouldn't be going on?
No, and the whole cool thing about this is we don't have to have some big everybody come together in order to win this. The war isn't out there. It's in here.
Yeah.
Will I obey God this day? Take your kids. Teach them the truth. What are they doing in these schools where now they've got them bowing to the principal to get into class and, you know, arresting them for biting the Pop-Tart into the gun.
And you know, Lauren, excuse me, Mr. Producer, my screen just went absolutely blank. I don't know what you did, but you blew my computer up. At any rate, look, in these schools, they're not teaching them anything. And we've had the ACLU come in, the card-carrying communists, civil rights, mind you. I don't know what a civil right is.
Because
but guess what? I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen.
There you go. You don't need one.
That's exactly right. So we empty the believing independent people out of the system, and we're training them right now. So what you do, you have to necessarily do this. You have to remove anything that's good, because people will tend to cleave to that because they'll recognize it as being good, and they'll want to keep it around. This is a total upset of the ye olde apple cart. They are, oh my God, what they're doing to our kids. And Lauren, I don't know how much you listen to my program, but you've heard me admonish people for not paying attention to what the system is doing to their children. They look at the, well, I'd pay taxes for my kid. They've got to go to school.
Well, you know what? I gave my daughter vaccines because, well, I pay taxes, and that's the only thing I get out of this damn system. And I wound up poisoning my own children. So what I'm saying is schools is not the way God said do it. He said for each one of you as moms and dads, you're not parents. Parents are a lesser position, a 14th Amendment sort of position. But you're supposed to teach your children the truth morning, noon, and night. You're supposed to raise your children and have a relationship with them.
Oh, no,
that's
no, 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 no,
is.
No, no. You know what we came up with?
Huh?
Do as I say, not as I do.
What do you mean?
What? You didn't hear? You didn't hear that from parents talking to their children growing up? I certainly heard it. Don't do what I do. Do what I say. In other words, don't emulate what I'm doing, because that might not be too cool, but do as I say and everything will be okay.
Well, see, it's more like we should all do what God says instead of doing what we want to do, which might not necessarily be what we want to do.
Okay, Lauren, slow your roll here for a second. Let me get a word. You're up here. Let me get a word in edgewise. What if somebody doesn't believe in the God that you're talking about?
But I'm not paying your bills. I'm not paying your health care. I'm not taking care of your mother, and I'm not educating your children. Is that fine?
That's the best answer I've heard in a long time.
Because here's the thing. We best protect each other when we each respect the truth. And the truth is that God made each and every one of us. And whether what you're doing, what your relationship is with him, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be yoked up and slaved up so that you can have access to the fruit of my labor against my will in order to provide services that I'm not even eligible for and couldn't accept even if I was. So I'm just saying we can fix this by each and every one of us. Stop putting your kids in these schools. Why are you letting them destroy your children? And what does that teach your kids
because
about
it's,
you?
Because it's convenient.
They can't even count on mom and dad to defend
Lauren, them. It's convenient for a lot of people.
I get that, but I'm just saying, if you want to be less than. But know that it is less than.
Children
are being destroyed because you're allowing it. You're destroying your country because you don't know the Constitution. You don't read the Bible, and you don't have any respect for the Bill of Rights or the Ten Commandments. Which, even if you don't, like I said, you could be whatever religion. Should you not kill people? Yeah. Should you not steal their stuff and lie about them? Yeah. But the whole cool thing about this is the Constitution lines up perfectly with the Bible. We are kings. We are superior to the Constitution. It's not written for us. It's written to yoke up and chain up the maids and the butlers and keep them in check. And if we could just look at it that way, read that Ninth Amendment again. Anything we forgot to write here is still the people's right, even if we forget to write it. We're just saying you better not bother these folks about their guns or their faith or
and
God.
And you better run against Hillary in 2016, because I'd vote for you. All right. Hey, Lauren, I got to run.
Take care. God bless you. Love the show.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate your call. You know, this is not hard. I mean, and again, it's called respect. Yeah, you know, was she indicating a strong belief in God? Well, of course she was. Am I going to go against that? Absolutely I'm not. And anybody would be a fool to go against that. Because what is the enshrinement of anything that's good? If just read, folks. Check out the history. You know, we were not, this country was not born out of some voodoo cauldron. Okay? People don't even understand our history. They don't even get it. You know, how many times did the founders say, this is a country that's being built for moral people? Whose morality? What I'm seeing right now, the people that are running the show, the people that run the major medias, the propaganda channels, who are these people? Do you agree with them? When was the last time you said that you didn't and meant it and made them hear it? You've all become so passive. You've been dealt a deck of crap. I will be the first to admit that. But what you have done is you've reduced yourself to be comfortably numb. Oh, gosh, here they go again. Here's another hit. Oh, yes. Boy, I can't stand this. It wears people out. How do you think in 20 years I've kept up any sort of energy level? How is that even humanly possible? I don't know, but I did it. Sometimes, what would work for me? I just get really pissed off because it's a good displacer of being depressed. Lou in Canada. I'll make you my last caller today. Hello, Lou.
Thanks for taking my call, John. I wanted to pick up on a thread that Lauren brought up relative to Fukushima. And I just wanted to point out the irony that the administration right now is so concerned about a chemical attack, whoever side launched it. And it's regrettable that they're, you know, bodies. But right now, they're bothering to know it. There are an impending nuclear disaster building in Japan. The nuclear industry itself is completing a pass up on it. And I just want.
Lou, let me ask you something. Lou, let me ask you something. Are you on Skype or are you on a cell phone? Lou?
Yeah, I'm on Skype.
Okay, I don't know what you got going on there, but I'm catching like one out of five words.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you go then, John.
Well, hold on a second. Do you have any programs that are open on that you can shut down?
I probably have. I can shut down everything that I got going here.
Yeah, because that will save your bandwidth so I can understand what you're saying. See, a lot of people,
right.
and while you're doing that, Lou, let me just, this is what a great segue for a reminder to folks. When you use Skype to make telephone calls, whether you're calling into this network or you're calling one of your friends on Skype, if you have bandwidth, and you all do, otherwise you wouldn't be using Skype, when you have active, open, and running programs, that takes away from your bandwidth. So when you go to speak, you're crowding that bandwidth, and you hear what just happened with Lou. Now, Lou, do you have all the programs shut down?
Yeah, I've shut everything down. Is that any better, John?
That is much, much better. See the point?
Okay, great.
Yeah,
I just wanted to point out that it's just ironic to me that the administration hasn't moved to take control of the disaster that's occurring in Japan right now.
They've been ignoring it. It's like it never happened.
Absolutely, they're ignoring it, and I don't think people have a clue what's going on. I mean, it really makes all of these other issues, which I agree are pressing issues. It makes them pale by comparison because really we're looking at a potential mass extinction event.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. By the way, you folks out there, Rents.com, and Jeff Rents has been all over this. You go to his news story, the top stories, and it's been this way for, at least a year that I know of. Refresh stories on what's going on with Fukushima. He's been doing it for a long time, and my hat's off to Rents for that. Thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Hopefully, we're not going to go to war, and the idiot in the White House, wait.